What a week.
Hi. Yeah, it has been a whole week. No, a whole 2 weeks, because these are going to be spaced 2 weeks apart. It's been two weeks since we recorded the last one. And this is Shaq Funk, a.k.a. Shaq Wars, a.k.a. episode 2 of it.
I think I'm a bear, right?
I think don't you're remember. Two bears.
Did oh, I kill right, someone? Right, right. Oh, no, that wasn't real life.
No, that's not on record. I'm sure.
No. Sorry.
Only for Patreon supporters.
Yeah. Listen to all my juicy murder stories. Patreon.
Yeah, you gotta pay for that shit. Okay, yeah, so 2 weeks ago, you got through, this first arc, I don't remember if last time I talked... Yeah, I did. I mentioned that there's two arcs. This first arc has four planets that you're going to go to. There's Seleucami, Raxus, and then two others. So you got through the first one and a half in the first week. I'm still figuring out how... You know, what kind of pacing to expect. You know, how many episodes it's going to be and stuff. So we're figuring it out. But, yep, yeah, so I guess for reference, you are... almost halfway through the stuff I had planned for Arc 1.
Cool.
Where we left off, I mean, I assume anyone listening to this probably heard the first one, but, yeah, we have Figgle Duo, a pair of Ewoks disguised as a human with a Stormtrooper helmet and a Jedi robe, and we have Jarrus Elnick, who's an ex-Imperial on the run hiding out. You are planning to heist an Imperial cruiser that your boss, Mobbik the Hutt, found out about, but you have to get a transmitter to make up for the one that he broke, which you have done now, but you, on your way out, are confronted by a space pirate, who is a very stereotypical pirate. Because I think that's funny.
It is.
So
here we go, matey.
Yep. Yar. Oh, hi, Jade. Is that you? Wait. Does that mean that Karkin Hoot is here too? Jade's just gonna look around shiftily. Like, oh, Daniello. It's been a while, hasn't it? Yar, you bit your arse. It has. And then he finally notices you two in there. Oh, you got new crewmates now, is that it?
Hi. My name is Frank.
Why, Frank?
What he said.
My name be Daniello. Yeah, no, I used to work with that Sith spawn of a Hutt that you work with now. And look what he did to me, and he points at his leg. He ate my fucking leg.
I'm not going to make the same joke again, so...
No to say. Don't stand too close to the pizza.
Well, hi Frank, Daniello. I'm Figgle Duo, and nice to meet you. We are going to be on our way, if you don't mind.
Yar, no, I've been chasing that Hood for years, trying to find him for what he did to me. And now that I've found
you,
I think you can lead me to him.
Oh, okay, well, let's go, so.
Jade,
I have no problem with that.
Jade's just gonna shake her head like, no, he's gonna kill our boss. And then we won't get paid.
Alright.
Could you wait until I get my paycheck?
Yeah, I had originally written that this guy had three people with him. I don't know, that kind of seems like overkill now. I'm thinking, I'm just going to have him keep the best of these NPCs. So, okay, yeah, because you had heard that he had someone else with him. The other person approaches, he looks like a gunslinger. He's got a cowboy hat on.
Space cowboys.
Yeah, a cowboy and a pirate. There was also a ninja and a Gamorrean in this, but I don't know if I need to include them or not. It seems like too much. Especially where we only have two people now instead of three.
Yeah.
Mr. Yoni, it seems like we're finally closing on that big white hut.
Oh my god. I need a moment.
So, you could be so kind to wait till I get my paycheck.
Getting paid is a very important thing. But so is revenge.
So, if not getting shot, someone really wants this paycheck.
Frank, why did you not get a proper robotic foot? I mean, we live in the future, so... Or are we? I'm not sure. But, Peg Leg, seriously?
Alright, well...
It's dire.
Yar, I thought it was cool.
Well, okay then.
My cybernetics guy recommended it to me. And then and then as he's saying this, Yar, you don't even know what this leg can do. He's gonna reach down and kind of tilt his hip so he can grab the leg and lift it up, and then he points it off to the side and fires a blaster bolt out of it.
Okay.
You ever have a gun for a leg? There. It's pretty damn cool.
I mean, I kind of do, so...
Oh, really?
Not quite. Not for a leg. Bottom bear will...
Bottom bear?
That's not in character.
Oh, okay.
Bottom bear will... kind of lift up the blaster that he has, just to show that there is a blaster under those pants.
Oh, you're one of them forearm species.
Let's say that, yeah.
Oh, wow. I thought they were fatter than that. Well.
Yeah.
Okay, so where's your ship? I need to find this hut. Get my payback.
Not happening.
Jade's gonna glance out. Flash grenades.
I only took the one that he really hurt.
You didn't take any flash ones?
No. They're killing kind. I'm really trying to talk silently, but I scream. No, I don't. Yep. I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and Yolo's glancing between. I think he's not close enough to hear what you're saying, but he can see that you're conspiring.
cooling fluid pipe above him. Shoot that one? Steam? Steam good? Or steam deadly? I'm not sure. Is he on?
Try it.
Would that hurt him?
Go for it. What? Try it out.
Hey, whisper. Going to shoot at the roof in hopes of hitting some kind of pipe or electric cable that would distract them. I don't even know if Star Destroyers have something like that, but I'm just trying
to
give a warning shot. Shooting with the blaster is not my strong suit. 11.
Okay.
So I just take my rifle and just fire a few shots at this. Feeling.
Bottom bear never quite knows what's going on, so bottom bear will start shooting too.
Okay, is he shooting at anything in particular? Or?
No, just in front.
Okay.
And that's just a blind 3D roll. Well, dexterity roll.
Okay.
17.
Okay, yeah, so I think, Jairus, you hit something on the ceiling, it like falls down, hits the ground behind Yolo, and like I think he saw you fire the shot, the cowboy guy probably didn't, so he hears the clattering, turns around, see what that was, and then as that's going on, Bottom Bear fires wildly and ends up clipping Yolo's leg, so that kind of knocks him down on his face. Like, Yar, what was that? And as he's reaching down to get his, you know, grab his leg and try to get in a shooting position, you have a minute to run.
I take Jade on my shoulders and just book it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm a big boy, I can take it. Mm-hmm. That sounded wrong.
Wow. Already.
Yeah, it took us two episodes. It was too long.
Tobear will just shoot as a warning and run.
Yeah, so you run. Yolo is on the ground, so it's going to take a moment to get back up. But the gunslinger guy is going to chase, and yeah, because he's going to shoot while running, that deducts a dice from his attack. Let's see, who would you say is in front? He's going to be shooting at whoever's behind in this running away toward the escape hatch.
I'm probably behind because I'm carrying Jade.
Okay. So, I guess he'll shoot, and it will either hit you or Jade if it hits at all. I can't remember how. I think you have to make a dodge attempt that I roll against, if you don't want to just get shot.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means he hits. So I guess he'll clip you, but it'll be, now I roll damage against strength. Damage is four. So you roll
against strength or stamina?
Just strength, I think.
Yeah.
So okay, yeah. So I think he shoots you in the shoulder, or like lower back or something.
Ah, son of a.
So I say it. Like it doesn't stop you from running, but Jade slips off. But actually, let me have her make a roll to land gracefully. Yeah, so I'd say she stumbles a little bit, but she lands on her feet, and then I guess as you're, I assume, are you still running or are you stopping to turn around? Because otherwise, I mean, she's gonna do something either way. I'm just wondering for flavor.
Turning around to see if she's landed safely, and then I'm going to try and give a volley shot at the gunslinger.
Okay.
If possible.
Okay. Yeah. So I'd say her falling off is part of this action turn. And then as we're starting the next action turn, the gunslinger is lining up another shot. You're going to take a shot, too? And she's also... She reaches on her hip and grabs like this small stick that she then flicks, and it extends into a staff weapon. And she's going to swing it at the gunslinger. So I think turn order, because it's usually heroes go first, it would be you roll your shot against him. And then it would be Jade, and then it would be Dave Phil Oni, is his name.
Bears will also turn around then and try to shoot.
Okay. Okay, so if that's on the same turn, then you both take your shots.
That's a miss anyway.
Yeah, so your shot goes a little bit above him, but Figgle's shot definitely hits, so... Yeah, I think if he sees two people pulling guns, he would probably dodge. Let me roll his dodge to see if he does dodge, but even if he does, it will take a dice away from his return shot because he's distracted now from dodging. So I'm rolling this against your 17 shot. Nope, he does not dodge, so you roll your damage, I roll his strength to see how hurt he gets from getting shot.
Okay, 12.
13. Okay, so he isn't hurt, but he's stunned. Which means, because you did successfully shoot him, he's not going to shoot back this turn.
Okay.
But I guess Jade was still in motion to hit him with the stick, so, let me see. Holy shit, is that her? Okay, I'm going to go with the stupid stat. I gave Jade and Mobic and Poe ridiculously stupid stats in case they got in a fight and I didn't want them to get killed. So, okay, because nobody cares about the rules, we're going to see what happens if I keep this collapsible vibroglave at the stat that I gave it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so...
Is it just to hit?
No, that's to hit. I don't think I wrote did I write damage? I didn't write damage. I gotta figure out what a...
So he's incapable. incapacitated.
Yeah, but
vulnerable.
Yeah, that's definitely right? Two hits. So, and then he will make a melee parry attempt, but he's a gunslinger, so he doesn't have very good melee parry. Nope, he does not parry that at all. And okay, so then damage 13. Okay, so he doesn't get damaged. He definitely gets. I'd say because the attack to hit was so high, I'm saying he gets hit in the leg and he's kind of hobbled now, but it's not actually a wound. It's just like, ow. Because he got like a grazing shot stun that didn't hurt him, but it stopped him in place. And then he gets whacked in the leg with this big stick.
Mm-hmm.
So did you want to keep fighting him or are you going to go for the escape hatch again?
So are we out of the room?
Yeah, I'd say you're out of the command bridge. You are fighting him in the hallway leading toward the ladder, and I'd say Captain Yolo is back on his feet now, making his way toward the hallway.
For dashing to the ladder, Javis is going to throw a grenade
into the
command room. Yeah.
Okay.
And at the same time, I'll try to shoot the captain in the leg.
Okay. Okay, so you're throwing the grenade toward the command bridge, so it's away from the group?
Yeah. So it's away from the group and just to knock the captain's feet again.
Yeah, and grenades have all these complicated rules, but I think last time we simplified it as just like an attack with the grenade, and then if it hits, it hits. We'll treat it like a blaster. I think the blaster shot does hit. I'll have to resolve the grenade. So we'll resolve the blaster shot, and then the grenade, I think, probably lands somewhere between the captain and the gunslinger, given that that role. So, nope, he doesn't dodge. Yeah, no, I'd say he's got that heavy coat, so, oh, wait, no, this isn't the grenade. This is the blaster shot. Okay, never mind. So, okay, yeah, so he definitely gets hit. Okay, so that is that in the wounded, was it?
Yep, okay. Yep.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd say you were aiming for the leg?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, yeah.
For
the peg leg?
Yep.
Okay. So, I'd say, yeah, you shoot the peg leg again, and you see sparks coming out of the side of it. Yarr! Ah, he starts, like, tapping it on the ground, trying to get it to work again. and then, out of the corner of his eye, he notices this grenade that you threw lands between him and the gunslinger. Yarr! Get down! And he grabs... He's got that heavy trench coat. He kind of pulls it up in front of his face as... the grenade goes off, and let me try to figure. Okay, distance.
I think damage would be 5D.
Okay, so that's 19 damage. They're both gonna roll strength against that. Although since it's between them, it go a little more lenient on them. Yeah, the first one was Captain Yolo. Second, okay, well they're both the same. So they both almost get incapacitated by that. Although Captain Yolo is actually wounded at this point because of the so Yolo, I guess, is wounded twice now, which means he's one step away from incapacitated. So, he throws up the coat to block, but bits of shrapnel kind of dig into his arm that he was using to block with. So, two of his limbs are injured. Let's see, the gunslinger was prone at the time. Or not prone, he was just, his leg hurt. So bits of shrapnel are going to hit him in the back, and he's wounded from that. Neither of them are going to get to attack this turn. Jade, instead of attacking again, is just going to turn and start running toward the ladder to get out the escape hatch.
I follow.
Okay. Yeah, let's see. I don't think the captain's really going to pursue. Is Jairus following, or is he going to stay and fight?
No. Jairus is looking at
running. Yeah, and I think the gunslinger's probably loyal enough to the captain that he's not gonna break off and chase you either. Especially where he's that wounded, so... Okay, yeah, so I'll say you get out the escape hatch, you get back in the ship, close the door, and Jade goes up to the cockpit, starting up the flight controls to get you out of there. You can go to the cockpit, or to Poe with the transmitter, or to Mobik, or wherever, I guess.
Figgle sits there for a minute. He put one ration in his pants, and it's another one under his helmet.
You do what?
If anybody's looking at him, yeah, you see him stick a ration in his pants, and then take another one and start eating it.
I'm nervous, okay?
So Jarvis just imagines him to be like 2 miles monstrosity now.
Well,
and then he goes to Poe and starts working on the transistor and asks, "Oh, can you get me a med pack?"
Get wounded, so yeah. But you have the med packs that you picked up there. Plus, since you're back on the ship, they have some there. I guess you've probably been on the ship long enough to know that Poe has some medical skill, too. He's specialized in the technical tree of the chart.
Yeah, so I give him the med pack. It would be nice if you were.
You are healed.
3 times.
Wow, because that is a nasty wound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not used to fighting anymore.
Same.
Did you fight?
Well, no, but I'm not used to it.
Hmm.
Yeah, I was pretty good, actually.
Oh.
But I was more the turret guy, you know, shooting at shuttles in the sky, taking out vehicles. Never was good with blaster. So, anyway, let's work on this. I got this transistor thing. I think we should be able to repair the old one. Or we could see if we could use this one instead.
Yes, this one looks much nicer. I think we should just
Probably because it's not covered in beer.
Yeah. We will have to come up with a way
and
to
Cheetos.
Keep Mavic away from this one.
Can we make the old one look nice, so he thinks he has a real one? Just keep this one?
We could. I don't think we need a roll for that. You can just do it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so you set up the new one, I'm guessing, in like a different spot, so that if he ever tries to use the old one again, it's still where he thinks it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And we make it so it makes like beeping noises and stuff.
It's a machine that goes ping.
But he can't. Yeah, there was this trying to figure out why he couldn't hit a target.
Oh, close. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think there would really be room for a gun range to, like, practice shooting the ship. Although, in the Millennium Falcon, they had that little flying ball droid thing. So there might be, like blasters set to stun that you might be able to practice with, maybe?
Virtual reality helmet.
Jarvis doesn't think he missed because he sucks. He thinks it's his weapon.
Oh, okay.
Because he doesn't know stats. So he tries to figure out what's wrong with this gun.
Yeah, I mean, I guess unless there's any other, like, downtime type scenes you want to do, we can go to the next planet.
It's an open secret that Figgledu wants to obtain robotic suits. Two robotic suits. And he's gonna ask Poe about it.
What were you thinking? Like cybernetic implants? Or...
Ah, full-on metal legs and hands and all that, you know, cool stuff.
Like legs to replace your legs? He's looking at you and like you see, he thinks you already have like full arms and legs, so he's wondering where you're planning to put the new arms and legs.
I mean, remove those and put in new.
So it'd be a cyborg.
Yeah.
I think there are laboratories where they do stuff like that.
I've been asking Mobik about it, but he says that I should have to pay off my debt and stuff. Maybe, you know, if there was a human-shaped box, maybe that already has a suit or two in it.
We have space suits. There are human-shaped droids, I guess. I don't... What I understand of organics is very difficult to remove your limbs and replace them with other limbs. But there are human-shaped droids who kind of look like you.
Okay. Do you think it would be ethical to take apart a human-shaped droid and took its legs?
Droids, ethical. I do not have an ethical subroutine.
I mean, same, but...
But, whether or not the droid would mind you taking its limbs is hard to say. But it wouldn't be the worst thing an organic has done to a droid.
Good point. Well, thanks for that. I'll be off. Yeah, and Figaldo will just go away, brushing off crumbs from his pants and everything, because he was still eating while this chat was going on.
Okay, so... So I guess we are back in space and heading toward the third planet. So yeah, so this third place that you're going to is where you're looking for the... Actually, I think I could probably do this in character. I guess Mobik, either you're in his throne room or he's just like opened the door so he can tell you...
Oh, everyone, I found a planet that has an Imperial listening post. So I believe the updated passcodes would be there. You will just need to get into the base and get them and bring them back. Yeah, it's on Galadran.
That sounds dangerous.
I mean, of course.
A bit, but it is... very out of the way. I do not think there are many, many Imperials there.
I am not. Well, do we have any other choices?
I have not found any others yet.
Wonderful.
Do not worry, mi petisus. This is, going to be a blue milk run.
Yeah. So, what? Exactly the plan.
I am sure Jade specializes in infiltration security. I'm sure she can help you find a way in.
Okay. Jade?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I've only heard rumors about Galadran, but it is pretty out of the way, I guess. It's more like a historical site, if anything. And that, really, that's only if you talk to the Mandos. Like, they're the only ones who really talk about that place. I guess the Jedi would have, too, but there's not really any Jedi around, so... Yeah.
Jedi don't exist.
Yeah, they're just a fairy tale.
They do exist.
Hmm?
just not the way.
Well, have you met a Jedi?
I saw what Vader can do.
I mean, he's not a Jedi.
The same thing.
I mean, from what I heard, the Empire wiped out the Jedi, and I don't know what Vader is.
Yeah.
Cool suit, though.
Scary guy.
Yeah.
So I wipe out the whole army on his own.
Yeah, no,
That man is one crazy bastard. One crazy person.
Yeah, no, from what I've heard of Galadriel, the only noteworthy thing that's happened here in the last 100 years or so is, there was a big showdown between a bunch of Mandalorians and the Jedi, and the Jedi wiped them out. I guess. You hear rumors about it. I think Jango Fett was there. So, that kind of tells you how long ago this was. This was before the Clone Wars, I guess. But ever since then, I haven't heard anything about this place, so... If there's an Imperial base, yeah, they're keeping it pretty quiet.
Yeah.
Should probably check it out. Even if it's just to shut the boss up.
Yeah.
We'll see, I guess.
Is he still in the room? Are we still in the room? Am I trash talking in front of the boss?
I don't know. He's probably not paying attention. He's probably watching space TV. I assume he's got like soap operas or something.
Space Jerry Springer.
Drinking a space beer. Watching Space Springer.
Trade.
What's the topic on Space Springer? My husband has a second wife, a Pluto. I didn't know she was a Wookiee. Catfishing Ewoks.
Okay.
Sorry. Ewoks who pretend to be other people. Okay, stop now. Stop.
Figaldo will wipe his clothes again.
Okay.
Right. Jade. What does Moebius exactly do on this ship?
He finds jobs for he's got good connections. That's why I've stuck with him. You've probably noticed his uncle Gorfa is the only other Hutt that will ever talk to him. That's... Remember that YOLO guy that we ran into?
Yeah,
he used to be Jabba's favorite smuggler. And then Gorfa... Mobic. I don't know what came over. He just decided to eat his leg one day. And,
what the fuck?
Yeah, no, I don't get it. I had just started when that happened, so I didn't know what to think. But, Jabba basically got him thrown out of the Hutt cartels since then. I'm pretty sure his uncle just takes pity on him. But, he's still bringing in the money for what he's able to, and you don't really have to deal with the baggage that you get from other Hutts, so... I don't know.
As long as I get paid, I don't care.
But
he should treat his technology better.
Well, so his skill is nepotism, and he's bad at it.
I guess if you put it that way,
oh, well.
He finds other smuggling jobs, too. He's running a small business, I guess.
I guess. we're supposed to do something, aren't we?
No, I was just killing down... if there's more downtime stuff you want to do, we can. Otherwise, we'll get to Galadriel.
Yeah. I kind of want to talk to Moebius, but maybe later.
Yeah, I mean, I guess looking ahead, there is this planet, and then there is one more location in the first arc. So I guess there would be one more potential downtime between part 3 and part 4.
Okay.
Okay, so on to the next one.
Yeah.
Okay. You exit hyperspace in orbit of a snowy-looking planet. And I'm going to read the thing that I wrote.
Yeah.
Yay. Galadran is an icy world, heavily forested with evergreen trees. Castles dot the landscape, perched atop high mountain ranges, overlooking the deep valleys below. The Empire has a foothold here, but does not fear rebellion. Galadran's nobility is too easily bribed. Their land and their loyalty has already been purchased by the Empire, and their castles provide easy fortification for ISB operations. ISB being Imperial Security Bureau. So, like, the Imperial version of the FBI is the ISB. So, the ship sets down in a small clearing to the east of the castle. It's out of sight, so they can't... They didn't see you land, and they can't see you here. It's snowy, but not... It's not like Hoth snowy. It's like forest snowy. And, there is a castle that you're approaching. It is atop a mountain. Jade is going with you. She's got a coat. I assume there's probably extra coats on board if you need them. For flavor purposes. I'm not actually going to roll any checks to see if you die of frostbite, but...
I take a really standard military winter coat.
Yeah, Figgl don't care, so...
Okay, so... I assume there's, like, a path going up the mountain through the forest to the front of the castle. Otherwise, there's a cliff face going down the back of the castle that would probably be climbable. You'd have to make rolls for it, but... how do you want to approach?
I would walk the road. Seems easier. Even if we'll get spotted.
Okay, do you want to walk on the road, walk through the trees near the road, or...?
Let's take the trees.
Yeah.
Okay. So, let me check to see... what kind of rolls can I make? Because I figure that, like, most of the troopers here... are actually in the castle, but there are some scout bikers around that would probably be making like occasional patrols outside of the castle. So, I'll use when I mentioned I was playing this game on Twitter, Zen Psychosis mentioned playing it in the past and finding it easy. They had like a dice of destiny or something. They just roll a d6 and use that to determine how successful a thing is. So I'm gonna just roll one of these to estimate whether or not this scout patrol. Like, as you're traveling through the trees, you see a scout bike approaching. Are you gonna make any attempts to hide? I'll take that into account when I roll to see how well. Or, like, what their odds are of seeing you.
Figgl will fall down.
Okay.
And just...
I would try to hide.
Okay. Yeah, and Jade will duck down behind a tree. Okay. it's roll one, not roll six dice.
Yeah.
Okay, one. Nope, they are not paying attention. They've done this route so many times, and there's never been anyone here that they're not expecting anyone. So,
okay,
they're probably just listening to music as they're riding their scout bikes through the forest.
Imperial podcasts.
Yep. just doing his boring day job. So, okay, so the scout bike passes by, doesn't notice you, keeps going through the forest. So,
the 531. Welcome to my way.
Okay, so now you are you can see the front of the castle. There are there's like a castle, and then it has like an outer wall around it There's two troopers stationed in front of the main gate, and then along the wall, there's like one trooper walking back and forth across each of the four sides of the wall. So they're like patrolling the top. So I guess, do you want to approach the front, or do you want to try to look for another way in?
I will look for another way in.
Okay, let me just do this random roll thing and see. I'll just rely on this. This is an easier way to roll things than that. Okay, well, yeah, that's pretty good. You see the troopers in front of the gate and the ones patrolling the gate and decide, this seems a little dangerous. So you start looking around and you see kind of a path that looks like it's trailing like down the side of the cliff, around the like the side of the castle. So Jade motions for you to go that way. She starts leading you down that path. And as you get to the end of it, you find the sewer exit for where all the castle sewage goes out.
Oh, fucking lovely.
It's stinky, but it is a way in. It's suspiciously human-sized sewer. Like they have in Star Wars.
No, well, yeah.
Yeah, like not a small pipeline.
Yeah, it's like just a big kind of concrete tunnel that has poop stains all over the bottom of it, and maybe a little trickle of water running through it. And it does appear to lead inside, though.
Isn't like most sewer water just like this gray water that smells like everything but not poop?
Yeah. So I assume you're going to...
Take a deep breath now and get in.
Okay. Yeah. So you... Actually, I think there is a grill on the front of it, though, so we'll need someone to do either a strength check or try to pry it off, or how do you want to get that off of there so you can get in?
That would be loud, probably, if we had to try broadening.
If you try, like, breaking it or shooting it, yeah, that would probably be pretty loud.
Mm. So I try to use my security skills to...
Okay, yeah, so that'd be like a...
Get it open. Or like a technical? Would be technical.
Yeah, I guess since this is a human-sized one, there probably would be some kind of lock on there so that maintenance people can get in.
Okay, so it's 40. Oh, don't botch this. The 10. Not a botch.
Okay, was Figgle also rolling? I thought I saw a typing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, goddammit. Slightly better.
Yeah, I'd say, you get the lock, off of there, and it's a pretty creaky old door. I mean, it seems like nobody's really opened it in a long time, so between the cold and the, feces, it's a little creaky, but yeah, no, you manage to slowly pry it open, and, you go down the tunnel, which leads you into the basement of the castle. Let me just check and see. Did I say if there's any stormtroopers down here? Yep. Okay, so as you're coming out toward the end of the tunnel, there's like a hatch that goes up into the basement. And are you going to like peek out of there or just jump out of there or...
My perception is pretty bad, so I will stay a little behind.
Okay. So you're going to let someone else go first out of the hatch?
I try to take a peek before I open it. To be perception, which is 9.
Okay. So, you peek out of there and you see that in the basement there's a few like prison cells, and there's one stormtrooper just kind of standing around by the cell doors, another one who's standing by the door that leads up to the first floor. So they can't see you from where you are. They're not expecting anyone to come out of the sewer, but
Darius, are there any pirates?
No pirates. Don't worry, I say. Not sure. I'm kind of starting to doubt myself.
Oh well.
Should be really good at this, but I suck.
Of course there's no pirate since it's an Imperial base.
I mean, it's just we are close to an hour, and last time we were close to an hour, there was a pirate. So I might saw the sisters. Maybe there will be a pirate now too, but logic.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Same.
I do have an idea for a stinger, but it's in that room.
So
it's not a pirate. No, there's not going to be a pirate who pops out of the sewer to threaten you. I don't think poop pirates are a thing in Star Wars.
Let's just get up.
Okay.
See what happens. Yeah.
Okay, so you are. Some sneaking out. Are you going to approach this? Like, how are you going to approach these stormtroopers? Because they're going to see you once you. I think I would say the sewer exits into a side room. So from that side room, you can see into the hallway where the stormtroopers are.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how we're going to do it. Jade, we're going to pose this period. Figure you're someone we found sneaking around. Then we're going to take you to, what's it called? Interrogation.
Oh boy.
Okay, did you bring disguises? You can say that you did retroactively.
Yeah. I have a military coat already, so I should be able to pose as a commander. Yeah, as an officer.
Mm-hmm. And I have a helmet.
Jade.
Okay.
And Jade, you just need something tidy and either black or white.
Okay.
To pose as a ranking officer.
Okay, wait, so you're saying Jade needs a different outfit?
Yeah, she needs... Yeah. At least something that doesn't make her look like she's a...
Okay.
A pirate. Smuggler.
Fine. The things I do... So she's going to reach into the sewer, wipe her hand on the side, start smearing the crap on herself, and say, "Okay, so I guess you caught me escaping. We'll go with this. God, this stinks."
All right.
Oh boy.
Figure, don't talk and don't put things in your hand. Please don't do put things in your hand.
Okay.
And no hand guns. Gunpowder.
Right.
Just pose as an officer. And not.
Yeah. Unless the situation provokes me, I'll shut up.
Great. So, let's try this. I'm going to not yell, because I can't. Sorry, voice. I'm just going, "Hey! Look what we found here!"
The stormtrooper, the one in the hallway, is going to snap to attention and turn and look. What? Someone down there?
There's an intruder down here. We're going to take him up.
Oh, good. Blast him. Wait, no.
No. How did he get in here? We have to integrate him. Interrogate him.
Goddammit. I don't think we have any open cells. They're both in use.
Just get me an interrogation room. Don't need a cell. It's a girl. Can she do?
Okay, yeah, I will go talk to the commander. And he snaps a quick salute and heads up the stairs. The other one is still standing there by the door, but, I mean, he's there.
What are you standing here for? You heard him. Go to the commander.
Who will guard the door?
I can handle this alone. We have me, and we have the soldier here. It's enough. Go.
Let's see, I'll have you roll a command check on that. It's under perception.
That's something I'm in theory really good at.
Well, just because he's so heavily conflicted about orders to guard this door. Okay.
15.
This is very irregular. Yeah, I will check with the commander. And,
An intruder isn't regular. God damn it. Amateur.
Yes, sir. And, he'll head up the stairs. Okay, so now it's you three in the hallway, and... to end off the episode. So you As you're walking by the cells, the occupants of the two cells will both approach the bars, and the first one will address him. Oh, hey, long time no see, friends.
Frank?
It's Luciano.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, Luciano is here, and then the other one, Figgle will recognize. It's Jeff.
Oh, God. Jeff.
Hey, Figgle.
What the hell?
Wow, it's been a while.
Oh, boy.